Good afternoon, royal people. It's your host and your girl, the boss mentor, Jackie Johnson here. And I want to welcome you all to season 2 of the Boss My Life podcast. As always, I appreciate your love and support. And I thank you for lending me your ear today. I hope that this broadcast both encourages and empowers you to become your best self possible. So if you got that lunch ready, you got your drink, grab a pen and paper, and let's go. All right, royal people, let's get into season 2, episode 1, which is called Shifting is Not Quitting. So you guys, if you've been following the podcast, you know that I haven't done a broadcast for Boss My Life in like 2 years now. And there's a very good reason for that. And also, it is, I guess you could say, the inspiration behind the episode today. So the episode title is Shifting is Not Quitting. And so the first thing I want to do is just encourage somebody out there who maybe has started your journey into that boss life. And that could mean so many different things. It could mean a new career. It could mean just better managing your marriage or home and family life. It could mean starting a business. It could mean living out a dream. Whatever that boss status is that you're trying to reach, I just want to say, first of all, congratulations. And I'm proud of you for even having the desire to do something bigger, better, and more with your life than what you've seen, what was thought or expected of you, or what other people think they know about you. So again, I'm proud of you. The second thing is, I want to encourage you, if through all the madness that we have all experienced as a people and as a nation with the COVID and all the stuff that came from it, all the madness that was happening during it, a lot of people may have lost their footing in life. A lot of people went through a lot of personal transitions. I know I, for one, went through a huge personal transition. And so I want you to know today that it's okay if you're not where you were, if you don't even have the same desires that you had then. It's to be expected. Honestly, I think sometimes people really underestimate the fact that as human beings, we were never meant to stay in the same place forever. If your mind is the same, if your thoughts is the exact same, if your desires and hopes and dreams is the exact same as they were 5-10 years ago, then something's going on in you. You're stagnant because you're not growing. You're not maturing. And that's not what anybody should want for their life. I don't care how educated you are. I don't care how accomplished you are. I don't even care how wealthy you are. Nobody should be in a position where they're just like, yeah, this is good, and I'm going to stay here forever. Like, that's just not what we were created and made to do. It's unhealthy, okay? Because then you get bored, you get stagnant, you know, things start happening emotionally, mentally, in your life because you're just not stimulated by life anymore. And that's kind of how people get in the habit of just doing things to do it, you know, just having this routine, you know, having different things going on in life, but not really living life, right? So we don't want to do that, okay? So a lot of you who are like me, because of all those things and because of the different things that you have gone through that has changed in your life, that may be cause to actually take a step back and just rethink what you want and how you're going to get there. So the first thing is, again, if you're like me, you decided to take a break, or life made you take a break, or God told you it was time for a break, okay? So during that break, what usually happens is God allows things to either happen, or he, you know, really starts taking you to a place for many people where they have to confront their trauma, or they have to confront their disappointments, or they have to confront the thing that has happened to them. You know, you may have lost people during COVID. You may have, you know, gone through a separation or a divorce, or, you know, your children may have gotten all out of hand, or they could have went through depression and all kind of stuff. Regardless of what has happened, everybody has experienced some type of transition during these last few years. So what happens is, and you guys know that, yes, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a boss, but I'm also a woman of God. I am a woman of faith. And so everything that I do and say is based in my faith. And so at the end of the day, I understand that no matter what goes on in my life, that God loves me enough that He will reshift me. And yes, there's times that things that are very painful happen. There are times that things that are very discouraging. But when those discouraging things happen, you got to understand that it's still for your good. The Bible says that all things work together for the good of them who love God and are called according to His purpose. So I want you to understand, no matter what has happened, it will work for you if you really just let God guide you through this season that I like to call maintenancing your life. One thing a lot of people will do sometimes is they'll try to be successful in the world as far as business, careers, and different things like that. But then their personal life is in shambles. That's not a boss. A boss is well-rounded. A boss excels at every area in their life, whether it's parenting, whether it's love and relationships, whether it's singlehood. Like, a boss learns how to master kind of every area of their life to fit them, you know? So one person's level of success, it may not be the success you're looking for or wanting to. So you have to be able to understand that. So during that time when God is maintenancing your life, He may cause you to really look at your life and say, you need to be healed from some things, or you need to get over some things, or you need to let go of some things. Because especially with my men out there, kings, y'all know how y'all are. Y'all do not really deal with your hurt and trauma and pain head on. Most men kind of get into a workflow and they find things to busy them so that they don't have to think about their pain or think about their hurt or think about their betrayal or whatever has happened to them. They just try to kind of get into this mode of, I'll just keep working and moving. And after a while, they feel like they're okay. And sometimes it feels like you're okay, men, because you've gone so long diverting that now it's just not in your mind anymore. It's not in your forethought, but it doesn't mean that that thing is not still there. And this goes for everyone. If you don't confront pain, if you don't confront trauma, if you don't confront things that have really affected your heart or your mind or your emotions or your spirit or your thoughts or your desires, if you don't confront those things and you don't allow God to heal you from those things, they will come back up later in life and cause damage. And I just really want to put that out there, because so many people really kind of like repress things. They push it into a place and just leave it there. But because it's not healed, because it's not addressed, because it's not dealt with, those things are just somewhere festering in your life, and they're going to come out at the wrong times. So again, God will allow you to go through a season where you take a break, you step back. For me, it was me stepping back from the limelight. You know, I did a lot of things in the public eye, you know, beyond the podcast. I was a minister, so I did a lot of ministering and a lot of teaching and a lot of discipling. And God just kind of called me back out of all of that, because one thing, even as a minister, I believe that when you go through things in life, you should not bleed on other people. If you're wounded and if you're going through things, that is not the time for you to pour into someone. That is the time for you to go sit down and get poured into, for you to get healed, for you to become whole, for you to become healthy again, because you can only give out what's inside of you. So if pain is in you, that's what's going to come out of you. If frustration is inside of you, that's what you're going to exude out to other people. So when God calls you into that place where He wants to maintenance the things that's happening in your life, it can be very uncomfortable, especially for boss people, because we like to be productive. And we like to always feel like we're doing something that matters and that we're doing something to reach that goal. And we're one step closer to where we see ourselves. And so when God wants you to sit down and he wants you to feel, he wants you to heal and he wants you to take time, you're like, no, God, I need to make this money. No, God, I got this idea I need to get out. No, God, I have these plans. So it's uncomfortable, but it's so needed. And so if you're somebody who's even struggling in that place right now, I'm just telling you right now, just go on and submit to it. Trust God, because definitely you feel sometimes like you're out in the water on a boat by yourself and you don't know what to do, but it's going to be all right. I promise. Okay. Now, once you get through that stage, when you get through that maintenance stage where you may, and I'm telling you, really, that maintenance stage is so important for your progress moving forward. And during that stage, everybody deals with that stage differently. Some of you, that may be a shut-in from the world, where you're just spending time with God and letting, you know, kind of consecrating and just letting God, you know, bring some things alive in you, or deal with some things that he told you years ago that you maybe forgot about, or just laying in Daddy God's arms and letting him console you, or letting him love you, or letting him supernaturally deal with some of your pain and your trauma, because God is able to do that. But there's also some of us that God calls us to do other things beyond that, like therapy, like getting a counselor, like talking to somebody, like getting it out, like really focusing on forgiving someone who has hurt you or someone who has done you wrong, or, you know, whatever the case is. That's why that time of maintenance in your life is so important, because God will restore and he will fix the things that have gone wrong in your life if you really submit to him. After you get through that part, because that's uncomfortable, you feel vulnerable, you got to be careful who you talk to during that time, you got to be careful of the advice that you take during that time, you got to really, when you're in that season where God is trying to heal your life and maintenance your life, you have to make sure that you're only connecting yourself with positive, godly people who are wise and giving you not just instruction, but giving you aid, giving you help, whether that's through prayer, whether that's through accountability. You don't need somebody who's coming down on you. You don't need somebody who's judging you. You need someone who has compassion, who can go to God for you and with you. You know, those type of things. Somebody who has maybe gone through what you've gone through and they've made it out. So be careful who you're associating with during that time. But when you come out of that time, and that time can be different for some people. It could be 6 months for one person. It could be a year for another person. It could be 2 or 3 years for another person. Whatever that season is, really just give yourself over to it and just tell yourself, I'm going to be so much better after this. I have to stay here. I have to get this out of me. I have to get this pain out of me. I got to get this hurt out of me. I got to get this betrayal off of me. I got to get these abandonment issues, these trust issues. I got to get it out of me, because I want something great after this, because I don't care what has been taken from you. I don't care what you lost. I don't care what went wrong. God is able to restore, and God's restoration is not what you had. It's double what you had. It's more than what you had. So that's what's waiting on you, but you got to come through that maintenance and that healing. Okay. Once you do, you go into one of the seasons that I really have learned to love, and that's the relax and refresh season. When you come through all of that healing, and when you done cried your eyes out and you done poured your heart out to God, and you let him really heal you and maintenance you, you come to a new place where you're just kind of chill. You're kind of relaxing in whatever situation you're in. You can have less money than you had before. You can have no friends, but you just feel this peace that surpasses all understanding. I'm gonna be so transparent with y'all. Like, I've always been an introverted extrovert, which means I prefer my own company or the company of those I'm close to, but I'm very good socially when I'm around other people. So I always said I'm an introverted extrovert. Okay. But I'm telling you, after I went through that season of maintenance, I felt so much joy and so much peace in just being by myself or spending time with my kids. But like, I didn't do a lot of, even now, I don't do a lot of things that I used to do. I don't go out with the girlfriends that much. I don't really intermingle with everybody like that. And it's not because I have an issue with people anymore. It's just I'm in a different season and I recognize that I'm in a different place in a different season. And when you get into this place because you fought so hard in that other place to regain yourself and to heal and to become whole, you don't want to risk losing the peace that you have found from that. The joy that's on the inside of you. Because I'm talking about internal joy. I'm talking about internal peace that has nothing to do with another person. That has nothing to do with how people treat you or what they say to you. Has nothing to do with your man or your woman. Has nothing to do with your kids. Has nothing to do with your family accepting you and supporting you. This is an inner peace and an inner joy that comes strictly from you and God going toe-to-toe battling with your insecurities, your hurts, and all those things, and God loving you through those things, saying, it's okay, I'm here, I got you, and I just need you to trust me because I'm going to always take care of you. When you come to this place, you don't want to sacrifice that for anything. And so I found so much joy in that place. And so the relax and refresh stage is kind of like God's way of giving you a break from all the work, because it's work to heal. You have to pray every day. You have to really, like, consciously and with a lot of effort, read things, listen to things, watch things that only edify you. You have to be so careful because during that maintenance in place, you're so vulnerable. Okay, so people deal with all kinds of stuff in that place. So when you come into your relaxed and refreshed place, this is the place where you appreciate the struggle, where you appreciate the pain, where you appreciate even your stubbornness when God was trying to bring you through it, but you wasn't seeing how he was doing it. And you was questioning, like, is this what we doing? Like, so now when you come out of the relaxed and refreshed place, now you're ready to hear from God about what he wants from you next. This is the place where God gives you the instructions for the way that he's about to revamp your vision. Whether that's, again, your career, whether that's your entrepreneurship, your business, whatever that venture is, he now gives you instructions for how he wants you to come back out and do this thing this time. And I promise you, in this season and in this stage, things sometimes are totally different. It does not even look like the same plan you originally had. And the reason for that is because you're a different person now. I'm telling you, when you get healed from some things, or even if you go through the battle of your life and you come out of there victorious, baby, you come out a different person. So that person can't do what you did 2 years ago. That person can't operate the same way they did last year. That person is a new person with new understanding, new wisdom, new joy, new power. Therefore, you can have a new vision for your life. So God will give you those instructions for the revamp. After he gives you the instructions for the revamp, now you have to prepare yourself for the shift. So whatever it is that God has now showed you, he showed you the new vision. He doesn't want you to do that business anymore. He wants you to do this one. Or he doesn't want you to worry about getting married right away. He wants you to enjoy your singlehood. Or he wants you to get ready because he's getting ready to send your husband or wife. Now what you have to do is you have to take what God has shown you, the new vision he's given you, and now you have to prepare for it. Why? Because God shows us what's coming so that either A, we can evaluate if we're ready for that, or we can ask God, Lord, what do I need to be ready? Because if you don't have it yet, it's because something's not right. Something's not ready. One thing I am learning is no good thing God will withhold from those who walk upright before him. But the reality is sometimes we don't have it yet because we're not in correct position. We're not ready for it. Your character can't handle it. How you operate from day to day can't handle it. So now you got to get ready for those things. So this is where you prepare for that shift. After you have prepared for that shift and you are ready, I promise you, God will literally launch you into the shift. He will launch you into the new place that he has told you you are going. He will launch you into actually working and moving in the plans of doing that new vision that he just gave you. And when God launches you into the new thing, sis, when he launches you into the new thing, bruh, it's now time to really go full speed ahead. And you can do that because you're confident, because you know that this is the new plan. You're confident because you don't have that hurt dragging you. You don't have that unforgiveness dragging you. You don't have those issues that God has helped you get rid of. You don't have that stuff dragging you anymore. And now you have gone through a resting season, so you ain't wore out. You ain't burnt out. You're rejuvenated. You're at peace inside of yourself. Now you're ready to go tackle some things. You're ready to go out here and tackle the world, okay? Now, once you launch into it and you start really walking into this new place, that is going to be a long journey. It's going to be a journey you're going to be taking to the day you die, because we never, ever actually reach perfection, but we just keep on trying to get better and go higher. You master one level and then you move on to the next level. So that's going to be an ongoing process, and how you maintain it is by doing several things. Number one, when you get out here and you start to do this again with a plan, you got to make sure that number one, you're taking care of yourself. Self-care is so important for bosses, because the world tells you hustle hard. The world tells you secure the bag. The world tells you, you know, grind until you get it. But I'm sorry. I really believe in the working smarter, not harder method. And when you really submit your life to God, he really shows you how to just walk in your purpose. And when you walk in your purpose, whatever that is, everything starts to come to you, because you begin to attract the things that were always meant for you, because you're not chasing it. You're not running it down. It's just like if it was a relationship, ladies, you're not going to run the dude down. You may like him. You may have feelings for him. You may think y'all a good fit, but it would be crazy for you to be chasing behind him, begging him to be with you, right? We're not doing that. So that's why would we do that even with our careers? Why would we do that with our wealth? Why would we do that with any of those things? You don't need to do that. All you need to do is seek God. Get your plan in order, work the plan, trust God, follow his instructions, and let it come to you. Because Deuteronomy 28 says that if you obey God, the blessing shall come upon you and overtake you. Okay, so a lot of times we don't have what we're looking for, what we're seeking after, because either A, we're either operating in disobedience, because obedience brings blessings, but disobedience to God brings curses. The second reason you don't have it is because you're not ready. So a lot of times people don't let themselves prepare. Okay, so when you're maintaining your place and you're moving forward, if you want to just stay in a place of actually maintaining, you want to make sure your self-care is good. You got to take care of yourself so that you don't get burned out, so that you don't look to others to maintenance you. It'll keep that joy on the inside going. Then you want to make sure that you're properly planning and scheduling things to continue to build out whatever that vision is. I don't care if it's getting married. There is still a scheduling and a planning process that you need to have before you. And of course, please be consulting God. Don't just be going on your own mind. Like, I'm going to go to the club every weekend and I'm going to see if I can see a brother there. Like, no, that ain't what you want to do, okay? But you are going to have to get out and mingle, you know, in some form or fashion, because some people, like, they sit up in their house all day and they like, Lord, send me a husband. How he gonna send you a husband? What, he just gonna appear out the blue and knock on your door. Like, not saying it can't happen, but you want to put yourself in a position where you're actually able to be found. Okay, ladies. So that's a little side note. The next thing you're going to want to do is stay consistent. It's very hard for some people to just keep it up. Like, even with me restarting the podcast, I said this is going to be every Wednesday at noon. I can't skip Wednesdays, okay? I got to plan my life according so I can make sure I do what I need to do. So just stay consistent. And then the last thing I'm going to tell you is you want to do a monthly evaluation where you sit down with yourself and say, have I been sticking to my plan? How am I doing? I'm telling you, it is the most powerful thing you will ever do. All right, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that episode. I hope that it really hit home for you. I hope it was powerful. I hope that it tugged at your heart. I hope that it gave you some ideas. And most of all, I hope it gave you just some ideas and even some content to just start talking to your circle about. We may not talk to the whole world about our dreams, but you got one person, maybe even two people that you trust enough to really talk about where you are and where you're going. Don't be afraid in this season to do that. And I hope, again, that this has been helpful. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode. Tune in next week for another episode of Boss My Life. Have a great day, everybody. And it's all the way up for here. I want you to welcome your better season because it's here. This my love letter to my ex. This my love letter to my ex. You know you put my patience through a test. Now I got the praise, it was next, yeah.